Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now you kiss and Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, there's stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. Missing the first hour, you can download that podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Shout out to Joe Fisher, my wonderful, wonderful co-host, longtime producer, for putting together some new opens for the 2024 season.
Shout out to Mac and Chase Utley and the Philadelphia Phillies. Also,
did you have a good relationship with your dad? Me neither.
These are things we can talk about and more.
Great news.
Oh, yes, they're stickers.
Great news in my relationship is that I was watching It's Always Sunny at Home last night as I was getting dinner, and the girlfriend comes over after work. So I just left it on, let it brew. And, you know, I stayed quiet, just let her consume some It's Always Sunny for a few episodes. And there was a lot of head shaking, but there was laughs, and we continued to watch it. And I think we got about five episodes in, and I think I got her. I think I got her.
Hook, line, sinker.
Yes, dude. It was, and also, I need to move on from Arrested Development. You know, you have some shows, your go-to, like, I'm going to put this on in the background.
Like, we always watch The Office, but we probably haven't watched The Office 2-3 months. Like, it's on the shelf for now.
Yeah, I have to shelve Arrested Development. Because
we're on Frasier right now. We're watching a lot of Frasier. Dude, my wife and I are so boring.
Come on.
Just leave us alone. White people, dude. White people.
Frasier is the, with the British dude and his dad, and he's the radio show host,
Kelsey,
right?
Grammer, the Cheers spinoff.
He's American.
Come on, man.
Doesn't he have a British accent in that show?
No.
He just talks like a high
Daphne, the caretaker.
That's what it is.
I'm Kelsey Grammer.
He just talks really, fancy in that show. And he's way, way too rich in that show for being a radio show host.
Right? Like, what?
No.
What is this?
In the 90s? No, that was peak radio salary time.
You do have a point there, yeah.
Maybe he was
point.
The cowherd of
Seattle
psychiatrist talk radio.
Seattle talk radio. Well, that's where that show's based.
It's based in Seattle.
No, there's a famous female psychologist, so maybe he was just like the dude version of that in sitcom.
Dude,
world.
Dr. Phil on sitcom.
All right, we got a final score update. The Vipers, big win, 24-0.
Now, what did I do wrong?
You didn't stop the ball from going in the goal, is what it sounds like the other team did wrong.
Well, congratulations to Medium Joe and your ass beating that you guys accomplished today. So
1-0,
well done,
baby. 1-0.
Well done. Coming up here in about 5 minutes or so, 10 minutes or so, we'll get into a little update on is our favorite player in baseball becoming our favorite player in baseball. Plus, we'll have Farrah Fowl at the bottom of the hour. But I want to get to this. We kind of talked about how Houston is a little bit of a surprisingly bad team right now. But let's flip that on its head. What's a team that's kind of surprisingly really good right now? My friends, I give you the Cleveland Guardians.
Your Cleveland Guardians.
My Cleveland Guardians, the second best record in the American League. The Crazy, they're 12-5. They're first in the American League Central. I heard a stat this morning. This is where it all goes down. Their starting pitching on the road has given up like 4 runs on the season so far. They're playing the Red Sox right now, and they are absolutely smoking them. Tanner Bibee, Logan Allen, these guys are actually doing what Cleveland kind of has been known for. You know, I was worried, thinking about Cleveland as a longtime admirer of that organization slash hater of that organization.
We were concerned about the managerial change.
Yeah. With Tito gone and Stephen Vogt coming in, like, okay, I know we love this former player coming in. Now, he was a catcher, so I do kind of like that aspect.
Yeah, I got to eat crow on him.
But you see, some guys are good and some guys are not. Like, I hate Dave Roberts. I hate Aaron Boone. But Craig Counsell is good. Rocco Baldelli is good. And maybe Stephen Vogt is good as well. Now, the first thing you think of, now, Shane Bieber, before he decided randomly, before telling anybody that he was going to have Tommy John, kind of like Spencer Strider, he had 2 games started, and both of them were quality starts. Now, the other guy's got to pick it up, but what I think is more fascinating about this Cleveland team is this team, the same players as last year, all of a sudden are hitting. Stephen Kwan, 372. Jimenez, 303. Josh Naylor, 328. What is going on with that? And that's with Jose Ramirez kind of having a sluggish start to the season.
Still 15 RBIs to start.
Right? Like,
he's just not hitting for average, but definitely getting
clutch.
Yeah.
Who
getting those guys in from running.
Who is a sneaky top 5 finisher in MVPs every season for the last 5 years, it feels like, with Jose Ramirez. Has this team finally figured out these hitters can actually hit? It's the question I asked about the Astros, but we'll flip it, Joe. Is this sustainable for Cleveland? Not just in the Central, but in the American League. Can they keep this ride going?
Well, the Central is always a crapshoot, it feels like. Now, the Royals are playing a little bit better this season. We'll see if the Twins can continue their success over the last couple of years that they've had. But
let's talk about the White Sox. The White Sox are maybe the worst team in baseball.
You're going to get some wins.
Yish.
And also, as far as who they played the White Sox. They played Oakland. They played a slow-starting Mariners team. So,
and Boston, who, you know me, I love telling you that Boston is terrible.
Well, they're not right now.
So true, though, right now.
I suppose that's fair. Tyler O'Neill is great, and their starters have actually been pretty good.
Dude, did you see his collision, by the way?
Yeah.
Him and, I think it was Devers.
Devers.
Sheesh, dude.
Well, your two best players running into each other.
Not
bad
good.
Idea.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Shouldn't do that. I'm concerned about whether that pitching is going to hold up, whether you keep McKenzie healthy the entire year. And I mean, Bibee has been good. But losing an arm like Bieber for the entire season, that's a blow.
Especially, and I think the biggest struggle with Biebs too is, I call him Biebs, we're like old homies.
Well, now you got Biebs.
Yeah, I got Biebs and Biebs. The problem with Biebs is
don't call him that.
He's in a walk year. And Joe, I told you 1,000 times on this show even, that Shane Bieber was going to have a really great season this year.
Well, hey.
And Cleveland was going to do what they always do.
He's going to finish the season with a 0 ERA.
Knowing that he was going to walk. And I actually really loved your Orioles at the deadline going to get Biebs to put him next to Corbin Burns and really make a push. With Biebs out, yeah, that's tough. And they're not going to get anything for him, which makes it even more difficult. But Logan Allen has shown bright spots over the years. And I know this because even though I'm a quote-unquote Mariner fan, yeah, I still kind of watch Cleveland. And Tanner Bibee is the next Shane Bieber, who was the next Corey Kluber, who was the next CC Sabathia, who was the next Cliff Lee, and et cetera, et cetera. I think if this pitching can keep it going, Cookie Carrasco threw a good game the other day. With how bad the Central could be, Minnesota off to a slow start, and the White Sox being as bad as they are, Cleveland could be a dangerous team come down the stretch.
I think Cleveland has the chance. They have like the opposite problem of the Mariners right now. If their offense continues to play like they're playing, which obviously is way above their station last year, and they were still almost a playoff team in that weak division, that they basically can cover up any semblance of bad pitching or the injury to their ace. I think if they keep hitting, the sky's the limit for them. And they actually, come playoff time, we saw how many, you know, quote-unquote bad teams knocked the Dodgers off or whatever last year. So, yeah, they can do it this year.
Yeah,
they
look at the Diamondbacks against the Dodgers. Just embarrassed them.
Absolutely.
Well, the big thing for this team, though, right now, is their bullpen. Like, I'm going to read you some ERAs from some of their reliever pitchers here. Cade Smith, over 9 2/3. 1.86.
Beautiful.
Tim Herron over 8 2/3. 1.04. Hunter Gattis 8 2/3. 0. Tyler Beede, you got to pick it up, Beede. 6.48. Not good. But Scott Barlow's got a 4.32. And then Nick Sandin with 8 innings 1/3, 2.16.
Clase's got 4 saves, and he's got a 1.13 ERA.
Eli Morgan, 8.1 or 8 1/3 inning, 2.16 ERA. Xavier Curry, who's pitched 5 innings, 0. You got a couple other guys that have pitched, have 0 ERA. So this entire
top to bottom, this might be the best. Top to bottom, this might be the best staff in baseball right now.
They're crushing it right now. I mean, they have, as far as bullpen rankings go, they have the 5th lowest ERA in the MLB at 3.14. The Royals right now with a 2.86.
Well, Seth Lugo's on a ERA. Cy Young's winning streak right now. 4 starts, 4 quality starts, and an ERA of like 1.18.
Yeah, so, I mean, and that's the thing, is like the starting pitching.
The starting pitching can kind of be a little meh because that bullpen, it seems untouchable.
Well, if you look at the ERAs of the starting pitching, Logan Allen, 5.06. Tanner Bibee, 4.82. Yeah. Tristan McKenzie, 6.23.
Yeah, and Tristan will throw tomorrow, but Logan and Tanner have thrown 4 starts. It's the bullpen that's bailing them out. And honestly, it's the hitting that's bailing them out. And that, let me tell you guys, 30-year Cleveland Indian fan, the hitting never bailed anybody out. And if it's going to bail him out this year, you might see me with a Guardians hat on in a couple weeks.
Stop. You can't do that. Well, one, you can't do that just for the fact of...
Well, one, I can do whatever I want, Joe.
No,
I'm a grown man.
No.
I'm a grown man.
No. You trashed their logo and graphics the moment it came out.
It is terrible. It looks like Minecraft.
You can't wear any of that.
But I can get the C. I'm not getting a Guardians thing.
I'm going to buy you one.
I'm going to get the C.
I'm going to buy you some Guardians
right,
gear
well,
so
seven
that way
and
you
a half.
Have to wear it.
A jersey. A jersey XL. All right, when we come back, let's check in on our favorite player in baseball. Is he returning to being the favorite player in baseball, best player in baseball? We'll get to that next, plus Fair or Foul in a little bit. That's Joe Fisher. Jordan Schultz behind the glass. I'm Patrick Harris, standing the fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, all right, Star Child.
Dude, can I say that travel soccer teams are an absolute racket?
Dude, that's why, like, everybody, here's what I'm going to say. Let's relate this to baseball real quick, and I do want to get into our boy Mike. But let me say this, like, in Major League Baseball, all the top guys, like Bryce Harper, all the top white boys in baseball, Bryce Harper, those kids are travel ball players. And you can't be travel ball players unless you got the dough, unless you got that dollar. And his parents had dollars so they could do that. So it's like, Joe, you want medium Joe to be an MLS soccer player? Yeah, man, it costs money. It's like Taylor Swift. Like, Swifty ain't no...
He's not going to be an MLS soccer player.
Swifty ain't no revolution of music. Her old man cut a deal with a dude that pushed her through and got her a record deal, and now she's a billionaire. Like, dollars make dollars.
Dude, I cannot believe how much they want for U-12 travel soccer team in the city of Newburgh.
Lay it on us. In 2024, I am highly interested.
I made Patrick guess. I want you to guess. How much do you think a year-long season, basically, year-round...
Travel,
U-12, Newburgh Youth Soccer...
$7,000.
Whoa.
Let's back it up. Let's back it up.
Let's maybe go like 10% of that.
Oh, really?
725.
That's it?
Yes. I mean, my God, it is just one. It's just one city. $7,000.
Jeez. I thought you said traveling. I thought this was like overnight
stuff.
You're
not traveling to Florida or
AAU
like
baseball
that.
Style.
I mean,
come
this
on.
Is just to like Delta Park or something like that.
Oh,
like,
pay the $700, you cheapo.
$725. Just over $100 for him to just kick the living ass out of kids in Newburgh, all right?
This is outside of school, though. It's big for him.
Dude, I don't want to sit in sideways rain in November at Delta Park.
Hey, but if you had a game on Delta Park and I didn't have to work, dude, I'd come down and root on Medium Joe. I love Medium Joe. Dude, I met Medium Joe when he was like 4.
I'm sorry. Mike Trout. I didn't want to take
it. All right, let's get away. Joe was so excited about Medium Joe's superstardom rise to soccer until he realized that he had to pay for it. He's like, hey, get a job.
Bet you his dad paid the $725.
Absolutely not.
If you're new to the show or if you've been with the show for a long time, you know that the Hot Corner, even with our good friend Mike Lynch, that the GoFundMe page is still open. So if you want to help out Mike and his plight, that means the world to me, to Joe, to Schultzy, to everyone here at 10 of the Fan. You can help him out with that. You can check on our Twitter pages and all that stuff and find that.
$46,278.
Just insane. That's just insane. Almost $47,000. You guys are absolutely amazing.
Hey, Kevin Calabro with a donation. Not a baby Kevin.
Kevin Calabro should be donating like $50,000.
Well, he got a donation from Ian Eagle.
Come on,
it wasn't that big, so I don't know about that.
Where's Ian Eagle in this? Didn't Ian Eagle go to Syracuse? Where's Tirico? Come on, Tirico went to Syracuse. So did the great Mike Lynch. Let's figure this out. Bob Costas, he went to Syracuse. I only know this because I worked with Mike Lynch
didn't
for
Nick
a decade.
Wright go to Syracuse, too?
I don't know, but that guy sucks.
You're not wrong.
I hate anybody that was bald for a long time and then was like, oh, by the way, I have hair, except for Shaka Smart, because I like Shaka.
We need to have Dwight.
But that's because I like cool, good-looking black dudes.
We need to hit up Dwight Freeney, see what he's doing. Former Indianapolis Colt.
Yeah?
Yeah, he went to Syracuse.
Dude, Dwight Freeney.
Come on, guys. Carmelo Anthony, former Syracuse Mello's swordsman.
Mello's not doing anything.
He's got plenty of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Mello doesn't know what's going on. All right, but in honor of our great friend Mike Lynch, we'll talk real quick, and we'll talk about probably the player we have mentioned more on this show over the last decade than any other player, and that would be the great Michael Trout from New Jersey.
Excuse me, he looks really hot.
He does look good. Like, that is a good-looking dude, and right now...
Oh, I meant just, like, baseball, he's really hot. He's a good-looking guy, yeah.
Guys, we're 16 games in. We got a .290 batting average, a .362 on base, which isn't amazing.
.290, bum.
Which isn't amazing.
What's the demarcation of a good batter for this show? Was it
300?
I thought it was 270.
Nope, it's 300.
So like only 8 dudes a year now?
Yep.
Are you okay. Gaslighting me? I thought
I am not.
I thought 270. I might have to text Mike Lynch on this.
Go text Mike.
I'll do it.
He'll tell you the answer that I've always said is 300.
Fine.
If you're 299, pretty decent hitter. But if you want to be a good hitter, you got about 300.
I feel like 300 was great hitter.
Mike
270 was good hitter.
Mike Trout is currently leading the league with 7 home runs right now. So the question is Mike Trout back? Now, here's the biggest problem.
Yes.
What if I told you? So I've got the stats up. Nobody can see. Mike Trout has 7 home runs. How many RBIs do you think he has?
Oh, boy. 11. I'm going to go 9.
Oh, I'll meet you guys in the middle.
10.
Boom.
Mike Trout has 7 home runs and 10 RBIs.
Well, I got to find this stat.
What protection does he have? It's like Nolan Shanwell and
Well,
Zach
Joe
Nito.
Apparently told me that Anthony Rendon is back to World Series caliber.
Oh, excuse me. Well, then Rendon is protecting him in the lineup, I guess.
Well, now I got to find 2 stats because I got to find that Rendon slash line.
At some point, and Schultzy, I'm going to put this on you right now. At some point, every single week, we need to have at some moment in the show, whether it's a segment that I choose or a fair or foul that you choose, that brings up where Mike Trout is in the world of baseball. Because right now, if your name is not Mookie Betts, the best player in baseball is Mike Trout. He's back.
Or Michael Bush.
That's where I'm willing to say on April 16th, 2024, that Mike Trout is back. We've got our guy. Because baseball, for so long, had Mike Trout. Now, he's not super marketable, and baseball's terrible with marketing him. But Mike Trout is a top 5 player I've ever seen in my life. And my life would be shattered if he was just gone. And now, I think it's safe to say he's back, as long as he stays healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that was going into this year. I believe one of the fair fouls was he going to play more games than Mitch Haniger?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're kind of neck and neck right now.
They're both healthy, right?
They're ball and ball right now.
And I'll tell you what, the only constants in this world that I've known for baseball is that Mike Trout is awesome and the Angels suck. And we're still there.
Yeah, right. It is unfortunate to see him in the Angels uniform because he's back, but...
But they suck.
What are you going to do?
2 Angel stats for you. So the Rendon one, since getting booed at the Angels home opener on April 5th.
For being a loser, an absolute D-bag loser.
Anthony Rendon has been slashing .395, .442, .421.
Jeez.
Suck on that.
After he compares his baseball millionaire job to I'm making 40, 50 grand a year, really punching the clock and working my A off job.
Can Ron Washington win manager of the year if the Angels only win 70 games?
Yes, I hope so.
I mean, with Artie Moreno as your owner, possibly.
Dude, that's an uphill battle.
Since he began the year 0-for-21, Anthony Rendon has gone 15-for-36 in his last 9 games, raising his average to .263.
Wow.
If he can do it, Julio
suck on
can.
That, Rendon.
Yeah. All right, that's it. That's our check-in on our boy Mike Trout. What, Joe,
This is going back to the Trout hitting home runs with nobody on base.
He's got 7 home runs in 10
Mike Trout. And this was granted a week ago,
like
but
5 solo shots.
This was a week ago, but Mike Trout at this point last week had hit 10 consecutive solo home runs dating back to last season.
It's only of recent that he's got some RBIs.
235 of his 373 home runs were with the bases empty. That's 63% of his home runs. The only player in MLB history to have at least 373 home runs with 60% or more being solo shots is Alfonso Soriano.
So that's insane. That guy was on steroids.
That and a very selective stat right there.
Sure.
But
it's like Chicago on a Tuesday with the lights on at Wrigley.
Right.
Yeah,
but it goes to show that, my God, Mike Trout.
Jesus.
I pray
Mike
for
Trout
you,
buddy. And Felix Hernandez should get their own wings in the Hall of Fame.
Somebody help that man.
All right, we come back. It's everybody's favorite fair or foul, but first, Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Getting higgy with it.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single week at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we will turn it over to our wonderful producer.
Now, what did I do wrong? The home run stroke.
Senior Jordan Schultze.
Can I give you guys one quick trivia question?
Stopilo.
Do you by chance know what this music is from?
It sounds like Doom.
Yeah, this is a video game.
Do you know what video game?
I'm going to go with Doom.
It's not Doom.
Wolfenstein.
Mortal
Kombat.
This is Ken Griffey Jr.'s winning run.
Wow. This is Griffey's winning run.
This was a SNES game released in 1996.
Ooh.
But, my God, it was just like, listen, this is just going to be a video game, a baseball video game. It doesn't have to be anything special. And they just dropped an absolute 90s techno bomb on our ass.
I like what you did with the open, too. You got to watch out for those baseball players blowing on balls, right?
Oh, dude. Getting on their hands and knees and blowing balls. Not acceptable.
Oh, God.
Cannot do that.
So funny. Yeah, the air that was ruled a part of your body, by the way. So, no, that was a fair ball, and that was a base hit, unfortunately.
Dude, watching that video clip and then the Royals manager and, like, third base coach just
freaking
coming out, like, what the hell?
So good.
Because of
a
dude.
That's a lot of time spending on your knees.
It was too much. It was too much on his knees.
All right, well, hopefully this week's edition of Fair or Foul is not too much for you guys. Got some tasty ones. Let's start off with one of the worst teams in baseball for number one. Despite their lack of runs scored so far this season, the Seattle Mariners have still scored twice as many runs as the lowest scoring team, the Chicago White Sox. Is that fair or foul?
Twice as many runs.
Twice. So the Mariners, fair or foul, they have scored twice as many runs as the lowest scoring team in baseball, the Chi Sox.
First of all, I have to eat a little bit of crow because I did not think the White Sox would be the worst.
What is Colorado Rockies?
This is not the Colorado Rockies. It is the Chicago White Sox. This team might be the worst team in baseball, and that is shocking because the amount of guys, the amount of moves they've made to get young players, and they're just trash. So I want to start real quick by saying congratulations, White Sox. You right now are easily the worst team in baseball. Number two, I will say foul. Even though the White Sox are bad, I don't think the Mariners are doubly better than the White Sox.
I'm going to say this is fair because the White Sox scored like 2-3 runs to begin the season in their first like three games or something like that. Like, I'm pretty sure they got shut out in their first game and then they only scored one run in their second game. Also, by the way, the Nationals being the worst team in the MLB, my prediction on that, not looking so great.
Not looking so great, Joe, yeah. But neither was mine, so we're in the same team.
I'm going to say this is fair. The Mariners have twice as many runs scored as the Chicago White Sox.
Well, like you guys, I got to eat crow about Steven Vogt. I was wrong, too. But this one is actually foul. It's close. But the Mariners have, even if you count today, it was 58 at the beginning of the day, three runs so far, 61's total run tonight versus the Reds. So 61 total compared to just 34 by the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, my God. 34 over 16 games, so just over two runs a game.
That is disgusting, dude.
Is Felix back? Is this Felix Appreciation Night every night at T-Mobile Park?
Well, Pedro Grifol was a Mariners coach at the time that Felix was in Seattle, so maybe he just took that vibe with him to Chicago.
At least Kirby threw well the other night, last
Thank
night.
God. Well, he can't
Gilbert
just
throw well tonight? Is he,
he
still
did.
Throwing well?
Okay. He did. He was six or seven strikeouts last I saw. And Kirby can't just hammer the zone. He's got to try to throw some pitches out and expand it a little bit. Guys are picking up on
Dude,
it.
Dude, this music makes me want to drop a tab and just zone out in a warehouse somewhere for
Logan
like
Gilbert,
5 hours.
6.2, one run, three hits, six Ks, and a walk.
Give me Let's a pacifier.
Go. Bam.
All right, guys, speaking of great pitchers, that is the
nom,
subject.
Nom, nom, nom.
Sorry. All right, speaking of great pitchers, that is the subject of our second fair
Pedro
or foul
Martinez.
Question.
Bob Gibson.
I love Tommy Glavine's junk.
One of the teams that Pedro played for, the Boston Red Sox, 9-8 so far on the season. They, fair or foul, lead the league in ERA with 2.68.
I'm going to jump on this real quick. Or do you want to go?
Oh, I was going to say go for it.
I'm going to jump on this real quick.
I'm not pissed at all.
You know I love trashing the Boston Red Sox. There's very few things in this world.
Your Boston Red Sox.
Outside, yeah, my Boston Red Sox. Outside of
Ryan Cooley's Boston Red Sox.
Ryan Cooley, Sales Bros, Boston Red Sox. Outside of Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone, there's nothing in this world I love trashing on more than Ryan Cooley's Boston Red Sox. But I will say this, their starters have been good. Their starters have been really good, surprisingly. Now, they can't play a lick of defense, as seen today and yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. Tyler O'Neill and Rafael Devers run into each other, and they might both be dead, and those are your only two good players on offense.
I thought Devers was dead for
a
moment.
It looked bad. It looked really bad. But their starters have been good. But you got Kenley Jansen, you know, bitching and whining about the balls, maybe because it's your washed. Maybe you can get back to the Dodgers at the trade deadline. Who knows? But I will say fair. Yeah, I do think this staff is doing really great things right now. We'll see if it stays. But imagine if they had Jordan Montgomery. You know, imagine if they actually put some money into a free agent. I'll say fair.
I'm going to say foul, mostly because I kind of cheated earlier by looking up the bullpen ERA rankings earlier, and it did have the Royals at the top of the bullpen rankings, and I think their starting pitching has been just as good, so I'm going Royals.
Dude, Seth Lugo has four quality starts with an ERA of under 1.2.
What kind of pixie dust are they sprinkling in Kansas City?
I don't know.
Jeez.
I know Missouri has a lot of meth, so maybe crystal meth dust.
That's not the pixie dust I was referring to. All right, this is actually fair, so Patrick nails it. They have the best ERA in all of baseball, starters and relievers, but it is, as you just pointed out, Joe, because of the great ERA by the Royals bullpen. The starters are carrying it. Brian Bello, 3.92. Cutter Crawford coming out of nowhere, 0.42. Dude's been in the league like 3 years and is pitching like an ace.
One of the cooler names.
I know, right? Whitlock, 1.26. Tanner Houck, 2.04. And then Nick Pivetta on the IL right now, but under a run, 0.82. They're just giving up nothing.
Well, unless they play the Baltimore Orioles in Fenway.
Which they haven't done yet.
Unless Colton Cowser. Also, you say they haven't done yet?
Yeah, guys haven't played them yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We just had a three, just swept them at Fenway.
That's my Cleveland Guardians just put a beating down on them.
Well, that's
too.
Why Colton Cowser won AL Player of the Week, because that dude was doing everything for the Orioles. Homers, making catches up against the Green Monster. Moo! Moo!
All right, final fair foul number three. No cows in this one, just New York Yankees. They have started the season off very, very well. Unbelievable, 12-6.
Yeah, Patrick was talking about his ALNA under total bet for the Yankees season.
I'm worried.
Yeah?
It's not looking great.
What was that, 88.5?
Then what did you say, Patrick, 92?
92 is what I got it.
Hmm, that's close, buddy.
Put 20 on it.
That's not bad. I like
it. I'm ruined!
Oh, it's not ruined yet. But the Yankees are playing very well, exceeding a lot of people's expectations, leading the AL East by a slight margin. But
for now.
Right, yeah. But the team is producing to their level of expectations, maybe above other people's watching them. So is it fair or foul? And this is kind of something that I stated last year leading into this year, that the calls for Aaron Boone I thought were stupid. I didn't think that there was anybody better that you could go get to coach that Yankees team. So fair or foul, guys, this start proves all the calls for Aaron Boone's job were unhinged and reactionary.
I guess I'll start this off. I'm going to say foul because there's still a lot of season left. And I have nothing to base this off of.
Aaron Boone is one of the worst managers in Major League Baseball.
I just wanted to mostly say foul because of this.
And there is no way, shape, or form that I'm giving Aaron Boone any credit whatsoever. Okay, so you got the most on-base machine in baseball, Juan Soto, and you traded some crappy-ass prospects to get him because your minor league system hasn't been S since 1992 that Brian Cashman didn't even create himself, and you haven't had a manager since Joe Torre that you ran out of town because you said he was too old. Meanwhile, I can't. This team sucks. Aaron Boone deserves all negative credit and no positive credit.
I think he's doing great. I think he's doing a great job. He's telling Juan Soto, hey, you know that thing that you do all the time, get on base?
You should do that.
Just keep doing that. And that's a great manager to me.
But I will say this. The Yankees are scary right now, and Judge isn't even hitting, and Cole hasn't thrown a pitch.
Bullpen's looking good.
If Judge gets on track and does Judge things, and Cole can come back and pitch and not have Tommy John, Yankees will be scary. Not because of Boone, though.
Well, again, they haven't played the Orioles yet.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday. Ooh, yikes. Yikes.
Can it, dump it, moving back to Wednesdays.
We do every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner, Today the Fan. All right, this Happy Tuesday thing is, we're doing all right, Joe. We're doing all right on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, it creeps up on me. When I was making those, I think I said I was going to have new opens for the show before the season started, and then the season started, and then we had last week's show and didn't have opens, and then tonight I was like, damn it, no, I will have opens for us.
We've got our resident Red Sox fan who is chiming in on the Vancouver Ford text line. Smoked yesterday, extra innings today, extra innings win today.
Was that about the Guardians, or was that like they, because the Guardians won yesterday 6-0 and then won in extras today?
Yeah, maybe they thought they were gonna win in extras.
That's right. Yeah. I was watching the Guardians. That's why I saw the O'Neill Devers collision, is because we had it on the TV in the office yesterday.
And you gotta love
saw when Jose Ramirez hit a home run.
You gotta love when somebody backs up their team and says, "Hey, no errors the day before yesterday."
We're doing all right.
Hey, I didn't cheat on my wife today.
We're not screwing up as much.
Jeez.
Yeah, he is.
I did not mean to click that.
I was gonna say, is he coming in?
Okay,
down
let's go.
Down goes Anderson.
I meant to click that one.
And then his text is followed up by Tyler O'Neill's lightning stats: 7 home runs, 8 RBIs.
Does that make Tyler O'Neill better than Mike Trout? Because, like, you are clearly the only guy on your team.
Yes? Maybe? I don't know. That's bad. That's T-Rex Pennebaker stats right there.
I don't even know what that means, but I want to know.
Oh, it's you remember the movie Mr. 3000?
Mr. 3000? Yeah, Bernie Mac, yeah. RIP.
So the guy that was the star player on the team.
They would never miscount hits, by the way. That's just stupid.
That is true.
Sorry.
I mean, Schulze's right. They would never miss
How count. Dare this movie not be accurate?
I digress. Continue.
T-Rex Pennebaker, he was the star player on the team, and he had like 41 home runs to like 60 RBIs or something like that in that movie. I just remember that being a big contention point, him getting all pissed off because he was freaking out. I am the team.
Oh.
And then Bernie Mac had to school the young star because that used to be me.
I am 1080 the Fan.
And then he laid the bunt. He laid the sack bunt to give up the 3,000th hit.
What do you think Mike Trout finishes the season with?
Home runs wise?
Yeah.
So he's got 7 dongs.
He's got 7 dongs.
And we're not even through April. So May, June,
40
July,
and 72 RBIs.
August, September, 5. What's 7 times 5?
35. I'm going with 45.
He's got 45 home runs.
I'm going with 45 home runs.
How many RBIs does he have?
I'm saying 40 and 72.
40 and 70. My God.
That's a lot of solo homers,
baby. I'm going to go 45 home runs. You know what? I say he cracks 100. 45 and 100.
I'll tell you what, Joe. I'll ride your 45 home run. I'll bet you this isn't even possible. I'll bet you Mike Trout has 45 home runs and 38 RBIs. That's how bad the Angels are. I'm going to go with that.
They subtract RBIs somehow.
Yeah, like
negative ribby.
Like, dude, you're losing
never
12.
Never before seen MLB history.
You're losing 12-0 right now, and you just hit a dinger in the sixth? Yeah, they're losing 12-0 in the sixth. You just hit a dinger? That's a minus two RBI to your stat total.
No, he'll knock in Rendon a few times. Rendon's on a on a heater right now, okay?
All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. We appreciate you, and we'll keep you updated on Mike Trout. We'll look into some other things. Is Tyler Glasnow truly the Cy Young favorite in the National League? We'll see another start from him. And can the Mariners piece together this pitching staff with Kirby pitching better, Gilbert pitching better, and Castillo pitching better? We'll keep you updated on that. Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos. Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face, and it just comes at you day after day after day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.